Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
U.S. men's soccer won its exhibition 3-2 over Senegal in Charlotte. Christian Pulisic with a goal and an assist. This Saturday, it's the Americans against Germany in a final exhibition before the World Cup starts in June. That Saturday game will be at sold-out Chicago. Number 3 seed Iga Swiatek was upset at the French Open in the fourth round. Russell Henley took the golf event in a playoff in Fort Worth. Joaquin Niemann was the LIV Golf winner in a playoff in South Korea, his eighth career victory. Alex Palou took IndyCar's Detroit Grand Prix. The NHL Stanley Cup Final starts Tuesday. The NBA Finals begin Wednesday. The Sunday night ball game at St. Louis went to the Cardinals 5-1 over the rival Cubs. The Dodgers beat Philadelphia 9-1. San Francisco a 19-6 winner at Colorado. The Mariners won their sixth straight in 10 innings, edging Arizona 3-2. Yankees won 13-8 at the A's.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Next step for Paso Robles budget approval in tomorrow's meeting. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District releases statement on profanity in yearbook. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local News is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Pastorable City Council will receive an update in tomorrow night's meeting regarding the next 2 fiscal year budget. The purpose of tomorrow's meeting is to provide the council and community both a review and input on the proposed budget prior to final adoption, after staff has incorporated recent feedback. City staff says there are some economic uncertainties going forward related to rising costs and reduced revenue growth. Despite this, the general fund is projected to remain structurally balanced over the next 2 fiscal years, with the long-term 5-year forecast warranting caution. Staff will cover key operating budget highlights as part of this agenda item in tomorrow's meeting at 6 p.m. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Council will discuss formal budget adoptions on June 16th. A 4-vehicle collision occurred on Highway 46 East yesterday afternoon, temporarily blocking westbound lanes of the 46 East near Jardine Road. One lane was opened at about 4:05 p.m., with 4 individuals determined to have minor injuries. The cause of the collision has not been provided by any official information from CHP. PRJUSD releases statement on profanity in yearbook photograph. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District released a statement this weekend regarding visible profanity on this year's yearbook. The school district does not make direct reference to the photo, saying it is part of signs being held by participants, likely referring to the protest against ICE organized by students this past school year. An image circulating online from unofficial channels shows at least 2 photographs of students where signs that contain the F-word in reference to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The district says the issue is under review and that the concern is the profane language that appeared in a publication produced under the school's supervision and was distributed to students and families. Anyone who wishes to share concerns or ask questions regarding this are encouraged to contact Principal Mike Susank directly at mesusank@pasoschools.org. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recognized 34 Bearcat seniors for completing the Quest to College Dual Enrollment Child Development and Education Pathway. They were also celebrated alongside 17 students from Atascadero High School. Through the Education Pathway, students earn transferable college credit, gaining practical experience in educational settings. Graduates can now apply for the Assistant Teacher Permit through the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing. These students are all celebrated and congratulated on May 11th at Cuesta College's North County campus for their hard work in preparing for early childhood education training. This ceremony was the first formal celebration for the long-running partnership between Cuesta College and local schools. As the school year draws to a close, graduation ceremonies for seniors are all coming up here in San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero High School ceremony is scheduled for this Wednesday, June 3rd, 6 to 7 p.m. For the Templeton Eagles, graduation will be this Thursday, June 4th at Volunteer Stadium. Gates will open to families at 5:30 p.m. with a first-come, first-served basis for seating. The ceremony starts at 7 p.m. Paso Robles High School's graduation ceremony will be Friday, June 5th at 6 p.m. at War Memorial Stadium. Graduates must arrive 45 minutes early and report to the Lewis Flamson Junior High School gym. Morro Bay High School ceremony will be June 5th at the football stadium. Then, San Luis Obispo High School's graduation ceremony will be June 5th at 5 p.m. at Holt Field. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Nationals beat the Padres 4-2, the Rays over the Angels 5-2, the Giants beat the Rockies 19-6, the Dodgers over the Phillies 9-1, the Yankees beat the Athletics 13-8. Tonight, The Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks. The Angels will go against the Rockies. The Giants will face the Brewers. In California news, the mayoral race for Los Angeles appears to be just as deadlocked as California's gubernatorial race as the primary election closes in. The frontrunners are current Mayor Karen Bass, who faces a shaky reelection campaign from her first term, including the fallout from the 2025 Palisades fire. TV personality Spencer Pratt and Nithya Raman, a progressive city council member. So far, no single candidate has been given a significant statistical edge. A California woman has been sentenced to more than 12 years in prison after pleading guilty to child endangerment and other charges related to the death of her 7-month-old son. Rebecca Harrow claims her son was kidnapped outside a store in Southern California, saying she was attacked and left unconscious. Authorities say the story was fabricated and that Emmanuel's death was likely caused by his abusive father, Jake Harrow, who has been sentenced to 30 years in state prison. Authorities say Rebecca knew her son was being abused and failed to protect him or seek medical care. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has opened the Nippling Bushland U.S. Livestock Insects Research Laboratory. The state-of-the-art facility will provide the cattle industry with tools and technologies to manage invasive fly and tick pests that threaten the U.S. cattle industry. Lab Director Kim Lohmeyer shares some of the features of this facility.
Some of the things we'll have here is state-of-the-art, about 44,000 square foot research facility. We also have a new about 8,000 square foot rearing facility where we're going to do all of our fly and tick rearing. And we also have a new cattle research barn and working facility. All of those combined are going to enable us to do the work that we need to do to take our research program and meet the needs of our stakeholders into the next decade. That research stanchion barn allows us to put cattle in stanchion to do fly and tick studies. And then the actual laboratory part has state-of-the-art facilities that are going to include BSL-2 rearing facilities for invasive arthropods. And we also have new equipment like GC mass specs and other chemistry equipment to help us continue to do the work that we're doing, coming up with a better lure and a better trap for New World screwworms.
Again, that's the director of the USDA's Nippling Bushland U.S. Livestock Insects Research Lab, Kim Lohmeyer.
Washington's farms and ranches are more than businesses. They're family legacies and the backbone of our economy. At Washington Farm Bureau, we're here to protect that legacy, and that starts with protecting families. Membership gives you access to WFB Healthcare, affordable, comprehensive coverage designed for farm families and agricultural-related businesses. Plus, you'll join a community working to protect farmland, support local food, and secure the future of agriculture in Washington. Find your business solutions today by visiting WFBHealthcare.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Thanks for tuning in to your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
The power of the primary. Did you know most elections are decided before the general election ever happens? It's called the primary, and turnout is often incredibly low. That means a small group of voters ends up choosing the candidates who represent everyone else. If you believe in limited government, strong families, and common sense leadership, your voice matters most right now. Don't sit this one out. Vote in the primary, because if you don't choose the candidate, someone else will. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paz Robles Airport.
Drone operators say they see an uptick in business as agricultural drone application technology improves, farmers become more comfortable with it, and more producers receive aerial labels. Drones have proven useful for aerial applications, especially for specialty crops. Vegetable crops have probably adapted drones faster than any other crop, said Brianna Layfield, president and owner of Temecula-based AgB LLC. When vegetable plants start growing, growers can't get tractors in past a certain growth stage. Last winter, her company treated vegetables in the Imperial, Coachella, and Pajaro Valleys. Other seasons, the company flies coastal vegetable fields from Ventura to Watsonville. Nicholas Steed, who operates Oakdale-based UAV Ag Solutions with brother Brandon, said they've also experienced increased producer interest. The company has used drones to treat walnuts, almonds, alfalfa, and field corn. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there's a traffic collision on Highway 41 North, just south of Cripple Creek Road. CHP says that a vehicle hit a fence and that there may be injuries from the incident. Again, there's a solo vehicle collision on Highway 41 northbound, just south of Cripple Creek Road, where a vehicle hit a fence. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows right around 50, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday, some clouds on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday and Monday. Low 90s Wednesday, upper 80s on Thursday, mid 80s on Friday, upper 70s Saturday, mid 70s on Sunday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Manufacturing was stronger than expected last month. The ISM reading improved to 54. Construction spending in April rose 0.4%. That reading is upbeat. People Inc., the investment firm led by Barry Diller, is offering to buy the rest of MGM Resorts. It already owns a 26% stake. The offer values the company at $18 billion. There's a strike of UAW members who work at the American Axle plant in Three Rivers, Michigan. It makes key parts for the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks. The union represents nearly 1,000 staff at the auto supplier. And NVIDIA shares are up more than 7% after it unveiled a new super chip for computers for people using artificial intelligence. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tachi. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tachi cash. Whoa!
or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Grab. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 to 1. I'll have Bear McGill, Otter Flight Central Coast. I have a big event coming up this weekend, and then also Suzanne in the 1 o'clock hour. So she'll have on Susan Shelley from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association on the ballot initiatives, and also, obviously, with the primary elections, some comments regarding that as well. That's all this afternoon. Sound off, and Susanna, 12:30 till 2.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. John Wesley Hardin can be considered one of the deadliest pistoleros in the Old West. However, back in 1871, when he arrived in Abilene, Kansas, he was number 2 in that town. Old West fan knows of John Wesley Hardin, probably one of the Old West's deadliest pistoleros. Hardin, who incidentally was named after the founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley, claimed to have killed 44 people. In reality, it was probably closer to 22. But then 22 is still a lot of men, especially for someone who lived only 42 years and spent 15 of those years in prison. When Hardin was 18 years old, he went on a trail drive up the Chisholm Trail. It wasn't that Hardin was anxious to push cattle. He had just killed a Texas policeman, and he wanted out of town. On June 1, 1871, when Hardin arrived in Abilene, Kansas, Wild Bill Hickok was the town marshal. Interestingly, not only was Wild Bill not interested in arresting Hardin for a killing that didn't take place in his jurisdiction, he and Hardin became drinking buddies. One night, a man who snored loudly occupied the room next to Hardin's at the American House Hotel. Hardin figured a bullet shot over his head would convince the man to stop, but it didn't. However, the second one did. Instead of going over his head, it ended up in his head. Knowing that Wild Bill wouldn't overlook this indiscretion, wearing only his undershirt, he escaped through the hotel window, never to set foot in Abilene again. Later in life, he said, "They tell a lot of lies about me. They say I kill 6 or 7 men for snoring. Well, it ain't true. I only killed 1 man for snoring. But then, in my book, that's still a lot." You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District released a statement this weekend regarding visible profanity on this year's high school yearbook. The school district says the photo contains signs held up by students and that the issue is under review. Anyone with questions or concerns is encouraged to contact Principal Mike Susank directly at mesusank@pasoschools.org. The Paso Robles City Council will receive an update in tomorrow's meeting regarding the budget for the next two fiscal years. Council and the community will be able to review and provide input on the proposed budget prior to the final adoption hearing on June 16th. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The U.S. military reporting U.S. forces intercept two Iranian ballistic missiles targeting American forces in Kuwait Sunday night. No American personnel were harmed. Now, Iran's foreign minister is trying to link the ceasefire in the skirmish between Israel and Lebanon.
He said on X, the ceasefire between Iran and the U.S. is unequivocally a ceasefire on all fronts, including in Lebanon. Its violation on one front is a violation of the ceasefire on all fronts. The U.S. and Israel are responsible for the consequences of any violation.
Fox's Trey Inks in Tel Aviv. June 1st means the Atlantic hurricane season begins.
2025, actually the first season in a decade where we did not have a hurricane strike the American coastlines.
Fox Weather's Ian Oliver in Miami. A gallon of regular gas down 18 cents over the past week. Oil prices are higher this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
The Central Coast Zoo's annual Ice Cream Zoofari is back. This Saturday, enjoy an unforgettable evening for all ages with all-you-can-eat ice cream, sundaes, and yummy toppings. Central Coast trains, music, and encounters with exotic animals from around the world. The Central Coast Zoo's Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are available for pre-purchase online and include full zoo admission and unlimited sweet treats. For more info, go to Visit Atascadero.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine today. Highs in the upper 80s. Couple of clouds, but clear generally. Overnight lows in the low 50s, and we'll be in the low 80s with sunshine on your Tuesday. Wednesday, here we go. We'll be in the low 90s. A cool down to the upper 80s on Thursday, mid-80s Friday. Saturday, upper 70s. Sunday, mid-70s, mid to upper 70s a week from today, next Monday. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:14 p.m. We are at 67 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, slide in or swing in doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, once again, sound off this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. I'll have Bear McGill on her flight Central Coast. They have a big event coming up this weekend. Nice fundraiser. And also Susanna in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 1 o'clock hour, she'll have on Susan Shelley from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association on the ballot initiatives and, of course, talking about the primary elections in general. All right, call or text. First, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. Now, call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call. All right, Chris, once again, another semi-formal lesson in acreage.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we're going to condense the football field. You ready?
Ready.
A football field without the end zone is 1.1 acres.
I guess that's helpful. I just got to watch out for every 10 acres because there'll be one extra if I'm imagining football fields.
Right. You're thinking of football fields. Let's see here. So that's got that another one on the acreage. it's amazing. We got all this information on that. All right, folks, any thoughts on the yearbook controversy? Once again, the school not shining a light on its educational progress or lack of, but on other issues besides education and trying to get more money out of us, which, I received some information. Where is it? It has to do with let's see here. 652 English learners in the district. That's a base number. And the numbers within the district are not good. Let's see here. Proficiency in that, in math, just 21%. And the English learners on the math sides, it's 0%. So keep telling ICE to F off, folks. That's pretty intelligent. You look like you're headed for a very, very good future. Very, very good future. All right, 238. You know the numbers. I don't need to do that again. Well, maybe I do, but we just gave them. So, all right, let's see here. What else do we have here in the fine state of California? Where was it? It has to do, more of your money. California is spending $49 million of your money to give free solar panels and refrigerators to illegal aliens. This has been reported by the Gateway Pundit. Yep, $49 million in taxpayer funds, free solar panels and refrigerators to illegal aliens. It's the new cap, well, not the new, but it's the cap and trade slush fund to install these. Oh, windows and other energy upgrades on the homes of illegal alien, all while legal residents, seniors, and veterans face skyrocketing energy bills and a wait list for basic assistance. It's the program officially, it is the farm worker housing component of the low income weatherization program. Explicitly welcomes illegal aliens with zero requirements for legal citizen status. Folks, this is a program that was launched back in 2019. And it's funded through the California multi-billion dollar cap and trade scheme. Now, this system slaps extra taxes on carbon producers, driving up gas prices by at least 20 cents per gallon, and funnels roughly $30 billion annually into green energy, and some would also say left-wing social spending. So there you go, folks. Now, we go back to 2019. So far, it says only, I get a kick out of that, about 2,000 families have actually received the upgrades after almost 7 years of this program. Now, if you do the math, that comes out to $23,000 per household for the free solar systems, refrigerators, water heaters, windows, insulation, and other perks, all installed at zero cost to the recipient. So once again, you have that. Now, that's something to think about when you're voting. And don't forget, you have choices where you can go. You can vote at your precinct, and the information is on your ballot or on the envelope there. You can bring your ballot to either the Republican headquarters in North County on El Camino Real or South County, East Grand Avenue. And the South County headquarters will be open on June 1st and 2nd from 10 until 5. I don't know the hours for the Atascadero one, but anyway, pay attention because when we see this amount of money, it's more and more. Also, Governor Newsom, he announced that he is awarding $80 million in funding to 343 nonprofits and faith-based organizations here in the state. So we have the $80 million and then the $46 million, and we have no money. This is while there is consideration or at least investigation into the lot of the nonprofits. Also, the California House that critics say it's the Stop Nick Shirley Act. All right. And again, this bill has been out there. It's the assembly passage of AB 2624. And this can silence citizen journalists exposing fraud. This is your state. They want you silent. They want you silent. They want to put fear in you with wording and bond measures and so forth. They want to allow pictures in yearbooks of FU ICE and FU whatever it was, another one, maybe the same, and no accountability. No accountability whatsoever. You know, go back to these pictures that were taken during these, whatever you want to call them, protests and so forth. I believe the ones at Flamson, the kids who walked out, they were not supposed to do that. And I'm just wondering, because I think there was something that came out through the school district in a release that, of course, they were going to investigate it. And don't know if anything happened to the students and possibly one of the teachers who, again, allegedly encouraged the kids to do this. Meanwhile, here's something for you regarding the state of California. Did you know that a black fourth grade student in Mississippi is 2.5 times as likely to be proficient in math and reading as one in California? That's right. Mississippi is rising in the education. They've made a lot of changes. So a black Mississippi child, and we know the reputation that they've had for years, is 2.5 more times likely to be proficient in both, in reading by fourth grade compared to a black child in California. And this is Mississippi spends a lot less money than the state of California does on its public education system. So apparently money isn't the answer, which most of us have known for many, many years. So some states have gone in and cleaned up their education. I wonder why a state like California wouldn't want to look at some of the states, including Mississippi, and maybe find out what they're doing right. Find out what they're doing right instead of asking us for more money all the time. Because that's all they ever do is ask for more money. We shall see what happens down the road. Let's see here. Kevin, the Gateway Pundit is pure propaganda. No, it's not. Maybe the yearbook issue is a teachable moment for next year. Yes, anti-ICE protesters were a small part of activities on campus. But does every activity need to be memorized in a yearbook? These weren't all on campus. These weren't on campus. If you remember, kids went to Walmart. They did that. And, you know, I brought this up last hour regarding this, similar to this text, is, okay, it's part of their high school history. And even though the foul language is in it, that's their, not everyone in the picture, I'm assuming, is a senior. But then does it make it appropriate? Let's see here. We have an email. I guess the pervert is back on the text. Sir, I'm sure your family and your mothers and your dad or whatever are extremely proud of you and the language you use. You're a disgusting individual. But thanks for listening and texting. So what the heck? All right, so the yearbook. Chris, if you were a senior and your yearbook had that, would you care?
No, not in the least bit.
Okay. You think that, you know, again, I know it's hard to go back and play sometimes, but would you laugh at it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Everything was funny to me as a senior.
Okay. So obviously it doesn't bother you, or it wouldn't have bothered you. You don't really care. And you think that just a lot of people would look at the yearbook and just giggle?
For students, yes. I'm sure that the community reaction would be kind of similar to today, you know, back when I was in high school.
Right.
Think about, you know, being a kid or a student is you look around and you think, man, what are the adults so upset about? For a lot of things, right?
Okay, well, then on the same path, can you now look back 10, 12 years later and say, you know, yeah, I would have laughed back then, but it is inappropriate.
I don't think it's inappropriate for a yearbook photo. I will say that much. But the photo itself and the contents of the page which it was on, I think is completely fine for a yearbook. Because as you said earlier, as you referenced earlier, the yearbook is meant to encompass things that happened in the school year. I think that protest was pretty big for something that was student-led and organized. We had a lot of people in the community talking about it. If something's going to go in the high school yearbook for this year, that's certainly one of them.
Okay. Well, that's why I offered that other side.
I agree with it.
On the comment there that it's not our year. I don't know who pays. Well, you have to buy a yearbook. I mean, the families have to buy, or the kid families, whatever. They have to buy the yearbook, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, but I don't know how it works. The school contracts out, or there's probably a main company that most of the schools use, get pictures, put the yearbook together, and submit them. So I don't know how all that works. And
I know the students design it, but for printing, I want to say it's outsourced somewhere. Like, the name that comes to mind is Jocelyn, but I don't know if that was for our graduation gear, if that was for the yearbook as well. I'd have to look it up again.
Okay. All right. So no big deal. And so this is just an uproar of a bunch of old people who probably have nothing, no kids involved in his school. Is that close?
Sorry, I was looking at the internet for the yearbook thing that I mentioned. What was the question?
So this is just an uproar of a bunch of people, older people, and I don't necessarily mean, you know, everybody 60 and above, but just people who probably don't have much or if any affiliation with the school district.
I'm willing to bet some of them have kids or grandkids in the school district. Although I would have laughed at it as a senior, I do understand the concern that something like this is printed on something that is, you know, in essence, produced at the school by the students, because there's the conversation of what is appropriate for school. Now, that being said, I guarantee you, your kids or grandkids are saying way worse at school when nobody's looking, or heck, you know, when you're not looking. But whether or not that's something appropriate to be officially published, I'm inclined to say no.
All right, so.
That being said, there's probably, you know, a teacher involved in here somewhere when it comes to editing. Maybe they missed it or glossed over it. I think it's a small part of the page. Even if they didn't, I'm not of the kind who says, oh, they should be fired over this.
A question I would have is, of all the pictures that were taken, why didn't you use something else that you probably, if you had a brain, would be deemed inappropriate by many people in the community, and just use other pictures and not this one or those two?
Fair point.
So my question is, after they do this, what are they calling it? The investigation or review?
Yes.
I can't wait for the answer on what the decision process was to say, well, you know, you had 60, I'll just throw out a number. You had 60 pictures. What made you decide the ones with the FUs in it?
That'd be a question for the students. I think they decide on the pictures.
Well, but then I would go to the advisor. Did you sit down and have a conversation with the students? Did you explain to them that this may cause some problems or, you know, whatever? And then based on that, because the kids wanted it, you put this in. Now, what do you think is going to happen in 2 days?
People will forget about it.
Right. Kids are going to graduate. They'll move on. None of us will look at the yearbook because we don't have kids or anything like that. And for the most part, it'll be forgotten. Right? That's it. Just like a lot of things. Do you remember anything about your graduation ceremony? Not from college, from high school.
I remember something about the rehearsal we did.
Was it an incident, a deliberate incident, or
yes, by the staff actually. So nobody wanted to be there for the rehearsal, even though it was necessary. It was really hot that day. A lot of people were tired and groaning. We went through it once, and then they were like, "All right, let's do it again." And you could just hear an uproar of a bunch of teenagers just moaning and groaning about having to be there for a hot summer day. And then they said, "Just kidding, go home."
Okay.
That's it. That was the most memorable thing.
All right. Well, that's okay. But do you remember anything about the speeches?
No. I don't remember a single thing. I remember who gave them, but I don't remember a single bit of content.
I don't remember who. As I said, I didn't want to go. I missed an American Legion baseball game, and I was really ticked off. And the only reason why I went, because my dad basically forced me to go, because my mom wanted to. I think if it was just my dad's decision, because he asked me, I said, "Well, I got an American Legion game on, I don't know for what night it was on, and I didn't want to miss it, because I only had, a couple of, X amount of games left in the season." This was after high school season. And plus, I said, "It's not a big deal." And he goes, "What do you mean it's not a big deal?" I said, these aren't my exact words, but I said, "Look," I said, "it doesn't take any particular talent to graduate from high school." And he agreed with me. But my mom, because I was the baby of the family, and I was, my brother and sister, they stayed back in New York when we moved because they were older and in college and school and so forth, that my mom wanted to do it. So my dad did the mom thing on me. So
what, your mom said so?
No, you need to do this for your mother.
Okay.
Your mother would be really disappointed and all this other kind of stuff. So it's like, gosh, okay, I'm going to do it. And I had, I like my classmates. I love my classmates, and it was okay. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kevin. This is the Bug Man. Hey, this is interesting because, 2 weeks ago I went through all my junior high and high school annuals. I've still got those, by the way, and I'm 86 years old. So it was kind of interesting just to go back and look at them.
It is.
You want to see them, I can bring them down to you.
Excuse me?
I said, if you want to look at something like that old in Florence, Arizona, I'll bring them down to you. You can look at them.
No, I've got enough books and stuff that people have dropped off over the years, and it's.
I'm sure. I know. I wouldn't leave them with you because I like them. I want to keep them.
Well, I wouldn't leave them with me either because I wouldn't trust me either.
No, I would not. There you go. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
All right.
It's just all been 2 or 3 weeks ago. I looked at them and I thought, holy crap, what a good laugh.
Yeah, it is. All right. Okay, thanks. Real quick here. I think the disrespectful yearbook page accurately depicts the lack of respect in 2026.
Local news update brought to you by Gourmet Restaurant. A four-vehicle collision occurred on Highway 46 East yesterday afternoon, temporarily blocking westbound lanes of the 46 near Jardine Road. One lane was opened at about 4:05 p.m., with four individuals determined to have minor injuries. As the 2025-26 school year draws to a close, graduation ceremonies for seniors are coming here in San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero High School's is scheduled for Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m., Templeton's on Thursday at 7 p.m., and Paso Robles High School's on Friday at 6 p.m. at War Memorial Stadium. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Bear McGill from Honor Flight Central Coast. They've got a big event coming up. And also in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna will have on Susan Shelley from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association on the ballot initiatives and the primary in general. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.